今天来说点好玩的事情，
Let's talk about something fun today.
说个八卦。
Tell me some gossip.
不是说我的内容要转型。
I'm not saying that my content needs to be transformed.
你要说八卦了，我
Let's gossip.
从来就是不固定。
I'm always on the move.
我要说什么内容？
What content do I want to say?
我想说什么就说什么。
I say what I mean.
把电影、音乐、一些社会热点等。
Some social hotspots in movie, music, etc.
想说就说，不想说就不说。事情是这样的，不要。
Speak up if you want to, don't speak up if you don't want to. That's the situation.
对，大家已经看到了20年的回旋镖。
Everyone has seen the 20-year-old boomerang.
其中的不仅仅是前女友。
This is not just about the ex-girlfriend.
事情是这样的。
Here's the situation.
我一个特别好的哥们儿，
A very good friend. Well,
我们20多年的交情了。
we've been friends for over 20 years.
我呢，大学时候我的专业是工业设计。
Me, when I was in college, my major was industrial design.
他的专业是计算机。
His major is computer science.
他学编程的，一个程序员。
He is a programmer who studies programming.
但是一个理工男，有一颗文艺的内心。
But a man with a technical background has a literary soul.
他那个时候特别喜欢乐队。
At that time, I was really into bands.
他那个时候我就在做乐队。
And at that time, I was in a band.
所以他跟我走得很近。
So he got very close to me.
当然20多年了。
Of course, it's been more than 20 years.
我们一直走得很近。
We've been very close.
他就会来看我的演出啊，
He will come to watch my performance.
然后看我在听一些什么音乐，
And I'll listen to some more music.
给他推荐推荐。
Recommend him.
这样的，总而言之就是一个理工男。
Such a guy is a nerd.
有一颗文艺的内心，
A creative and artistic soul.
看一个哥们儿，就前年 AI 开始爆发以后呢，
A guy like that after AI started to explode a couple of years ago.
他的影响特别大。
It had a particularly significant impact on him.
他原来在大厂做程序员嘛。
He used to be a programmer at a factory.
现在就是一个普通的程序员，用 AI 工具可以做到以前 N 个程序员才能完成的工作。
Now, a regular software programmer can use AI tools to do the work that used to only N programmers could do, where N is a large number.
甚至比那 N 个熟练工还要做得好。
Even better than those unskilled workers.
那我这哥们就失业了。
Then my friend will be unemployed. Okay?
裁了，这2年。
Just 2 years ago,
基本上就是整个人很抑郁，
basically, he was very depressed,
特别无望，
extra hopeless.
几乎天天都要跟我说。
He almost always tells me
没什么意思。
nothing interesting.
你今天有什么乐子没有啊？
What are you up to today?
我哪来那么多？
I've had so many relationships.
没乐子给他。
No fun for him.
反正是这个人就颓了。
If it's just this person, then he's ruined.
深度的颓。
Deep retreat.
找不到工作，也没有事情干。
He has nothing to do.
然后就前几天我还在外面玩呢。
Then a few days ago, I was still outside playing.
我在青海甘肃那边玩。 感觉这哥们不对劲。
I think this guy is wrong.
你没有每天跟我说。
Tell me every day.
人生没什么意思。
Life has no meaning.
也没有问我有什么乐子没。
I didn't ask him what he wanted.
然后直到有一天晚上，都快十二点了。
Then one day, it was almost midnight.
突然很贱兮兮的。
Suddenly, I was very mischievous.
说，我跟你说个事儿。
Tell me something.
给你增加点乐子吧。
Give me some fun.
我说行啊。
I said okay.
来吧。
Come on.
你有乐子挺不容易的。
It's not easy to have fun.
然后他说他跟他的前女友好上了。
Then he said that he had a friendly relationship with his ex-girlfriend.
我说哪个前女友啊？
I said, which ex-girlfriend are you talking about?
他说大学时候那个。我一听我说我靠，这个回旋镖回得有点猛啊。
He said, back then, when I was in college, I heard that I had thrown the boomerang pretty hard.
他大学时候的女朋友都20年前了。
He has been married to his college sweetheart for over 20 years.
我说怎么好让的？他说前一阵不是实在是憋得慌。
How could he say that after he was so stressed out just a few days ago?
我就去杭州晃了一圈。
Went to Hangzhou for a stroll.
去，他说去了杭州。
So you're going to Hangzhou?
哇，不跟前女友打个招呼。
Don't say goodbye to your ex-girlfriend.
哦，好像也不大好吧。
It seems like it's done too.
就跟他前女友打了个招呼。
He greeted his ex-girlfriend.
然后刚好他前女友离婚了。
Then, coincidentally, his ex-girlfriend got a divorce.
然后就，又重续前缘了。
Then, they continued the story from the previous one.
我说你这个回旋镖悬了20年。
I said that you've been spinning this boomerang for 20 years.
还能击中，恭喜你，生活有盼头了。
Congratulations on having a bright future.
但这个事没完。
But this is not the end.
然后第二天吧。
Then the next day,
我在那个莫高窟。
I was in the Mobile Caves.
他跟我说这个事。
He told me about this.
还有后续。
There will be more to come.
我说还有什么后续啊
？What's next?
难道你喜当爹了
？Did you become a father?
他说喜当爹小事。
He said that on the day he got married, there were minor incidents.
他说你现在忙不忙
？He asked if you were busy now.
说
Well,
实话，我还有两个哭没看。
Honestly, I have two crying babies.
看完了。
What's up?
说你说吧。
I said, tell me.
不
影
响。他说当年读大学的时候。
It didn't affect him when he was in college.
跟我前女友好上的时候，他。
I was dating my ex-girlfriend when.
前女友其实是把高中时候的男朋友给甩了。
His ex-girlfriend actually dumped her high school boyfriend.
我跟我这个哥们儿好的。
Then, let's get started, guys.
这我也是第一次听他说。
This is the first time I've heard him say that.
我说可以啊。
I can do it.
哥们儿，你能让他把高中时候的男朋友甩了。
Hey, can you make him break up with his high school girlfriend?
跟你好。
Hello?
说明你魅力无穷嘛。
Tell me about your charm.
然后我哥们说这不是重点。
Then the guy said that this is not the point.
我说重点是什么？
What do you want to emphasize? My brother said,
重点是我昨天才知道,
a key thing I realized yesterday was,
我前女友不是已经离婚了吗?
Didn't my ex-girlfriend already get a divorce?
在我去杭州之前,
Before I went to Hangzhou,
她跟她高中时候的那个前男友一直在聊,
He's been talking about his ex-boyfriend from high school.
然后也聊出火花来了。We
also had a lively discussion.
她高中时候那个前男友呢,
He said that his ex-boyfriend from high school
过一段时间,
In a while,
因为公司调动要去杭州工作了。
Because the company transferred me to work in Hangzhou.
那么这个姐妹的高中时候的前男友呢, 就开始规划她的人生了。
So, the ex-boyfriend of this woman who was in high school started planning his life.
到了杭州以后,
After arriving in Hangzhou,
要跟这个姐妹就是重续前缘,
I want to continue the relationship with this woman.
在杭州安定下来以后,
After settling down in Hangzhou,
这个高中男友就跟他的现任老婆离婚。
My high school boyfriend just divorced his current wife.
然后跟这个姐妹在一块儿。
Then I was with this woman.
然后两个人甚至都已经买了周杰伦的演唱会的票。
Then the two of them had even bought tickets to Jay Chou's concert.
准备一起去看周杰伦的演唱会。
Let's go together to see Jay Chou's concert.
这个演唱会还没看,
I haven't seen this concert yet.
然后我的这个程序员哥们儿就去杭州散心去了。Then
my programmer friend went to Hangzhou for a vacation.
然后用我这个程序员哥们的话说,
Then in my programmer's words,
就是无意之间他又一次背刺了他前女友的这个高中男友。
He was stabbed again by his ex-girlfriend's high school boyfriend.
然后我这程序员哥们跟我说,
Then my programmer buddy told me,
我是真不知道还,
I don't know.
还有这么一出, 那,
There's another story.
那哥们无意间又被我背刺了一次, 这,
He was stabbed again unintentionally.
这就是宿命了。
That's fate.
哥们也万万没有想到,
None of them ever thought that.
人生时隔20年又栽在了同样一个人手里。
20 years later, I was once again betrayed by the same person.
然后这个程序员哥们这几天都在跟我说,
Then this programmer kept telling me for a few days,
他说你给我想个法子。
He said that you and I came up with a plan.
我怕那个哥们失心疯了。I'm
afraid that guy will go crazy.
找上门来。Come
to the door.
我说应该不会吧。I
said it shouldn't be possible.
他有妻子，还有儿子。He
has a wife and a son.
应该不会这么想不开吧。He
wouldn't do that, would he?
虽然他被你背刺两次。
Although he was stabbed twice by you,
这是命运的安排,
this is fate.
那怪不得其他人,
It's no wonder that others say so.
你也不知道这个姐们离婚以后,
you don't know what this sister will do after her divorce.
哦, 他们也恢复了联系,
they also reconnected.
是, 对不对?
Is it right?
对,你都是无意的。 这就是命运的安排,
You are just a victim of fate.
但是我觉得这个事情除了命运的安排以外,
However, I think that besides the arrangement of fate,
归根结底还是一个审美的问题。
Ultimately, it's a matter of aesthetics.
这个姐们在20年前读大学的时候,
This woman was a college student 20 years ago.
能够看上我的程序员哥们,
I can see that you like me, a programmer.
那的高中男友分了, 我这个程序员哥们客观来说。
As a programmer, I objectively say that
既不是帅哥
not handsome
也不是气质型
not a personality type
也不是才华横溢型
not just talent
我只能说他这一卦
I can only say that he's a scoundrel
就刚好是那个姐们的审美点
That's exactly what she likes
所以在读大学的时候
So, when I was in college,
在二十年前
20 years ago,
这个姐妹也遇到我这个哥们
This girl met me,
就毫不犹豫地跟她的高中男友分手了
He immediately broke up with her high school boyfriend without hesitation.
然后在二十年以后
Then, 20 years later,
她跟她的高中男友已经在规划人生的下一步了
He and his high school boyfriend have already been planning their next steps in life.
然后我的这个程序员哥们又出现了。
Then my programmer buddy showed up again.
然后这个姐妹又毫不犹豫地跟那个高中男友断了。
And the sister immediately broke up with her high school boyfriend without hesitation.
跟我这个程序员哥们再续前缘。
Let's continue our journey together, my fellow programmer.
我觉得这个就是人的审美决定的。
I think this is determined by people's aesthetics.
除了命运的安排
Besides fate.
这是审美。一个人的基本审美
This is a person's basic aesthetic.
他是不会变的。
He won't change.
不管你过了多少年
No matter how many years you've lived, at
他那个审美的点
his aesthetic point,
他依然都会在，他可能会增加新的审美点。
He still has the ability to add new aesthetic points.
但是他那个基本盘不会变的。对我这个程序员哥们
But this foundation will not change for me, a programmer buddy.
他自己也是。为什么这个二十年他兜兜转转
？He himself is the reason why he has been wandering around for 20 years.
也谈了好几个女朋友，也离了婚。
I also had several girlfriends and ended up divorcing them.
他依然会跟他的这个大学时候的前女友对上眼。
He looks like he's going to have a good conversation with his ex-girlfriend from college.
就像之前我说过王石和田小姐的那个事一样
Just like the incident involving Wang Qi and MS-10
很多人说王石如果去商 K 多跑几趟
Many people say that if Wang Qi goes to SK he will have to run a few more trips
也不会栽在田小姐手里
They won't fall into Miss Tan's hands
我觉得不是这样的
I don't think so
王石就算他没去上 K 在万科的巅峰时期
Even if Wang Qi didn't go to Shankai in the peak period of Wang
万科别说销售部了
Don't even mention the sales department of Wang
那公关部各种部门那绝对是美女如云
In the PR department he was surrounded by beautiful women
可以说是顶级美女如云
It can be said thatThere are many top-notch beauties.
你说王石没见过美女吗
You said that you haven't seen any beautiful women.
他身边绝对是美女如云围着的。
He was surrounded by beautiful women.
他最后还是选了田朴珺。
He finally chose Tan Bujun.
说明他的审美就是这一卦的。
Explain that his aesthetic is like this.
我们很多人经常觉得这个审美不算个什么事。
Many of us often feel that this aesthetic doesn't matter.
但是
Wang Qi
在我的这个认知和体系里面
In my understanding and framework
这个审美绝对是一个人的阅历。
This aesthetic is definitely a person's experience.
认知各方面的知识的积累等等等等等。
Accumulate knowledge in various aspects and so on and so on.
一个展示的窗口。 判断一
Window display judgment.
一个人看这个人的审美是一个很重要的一个基准。
A person's aesthetic is a very important standard.
突然说着说着就严肃了。
He suddenly became serious.
最后呢，我还是要放一首自己的原创音乐作品。
Finally, I want to play one of my original compositions.
还是那句话，愿意听的。
Still that sentence, I am willing to listen.
就听完，不愿意听的。
Listen to the unheeded.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
下期不想再见。
I don't want to see you next time.
也没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
不是个多么大的事儿。
Not a big deal. Don't go to the north.
太容易
Tolerance.
也不要去太南方。
Don't go too far south.
那里的风太柔。
The wind there is too soft.After getting drunk, you will think. When I blow the wind, It's easy to go to Jiangnan with him and drink wine. I took it to the Jiangnan region. Don't be bad. Let's go for a walk along the river in Jiangnan. The more healing, the sharper. It will block your view.Night, do not get lost in the distance. Form does not equal results. Vision obscured. the world will be limited.
远方也不见，而我会将它走遍这世界后。
But I didn't see it when I walked around the world.Stay in Jiangnan, freely travel between the dream-like Jiangnan and the real world. Okay.Slowly savor their.